Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
Dovish tone struck by the Federal Reserve earlier this week continued to push US equity markets higher, while investors also monitored a fresh escalation in tensions between the US and Iran. The Dow was up 249 points or 0.9% to close within 75 points of its record high set on the 3rd of October. The broader S&P 500 gained 1% to a fresh record close, with energy leading all 11 primary sectors higher. The index also touched a fresh record intraday high. 103 S&P 500 index constituents hit fresh highs overnight. Oracle Corp jumped 8.2% to a record closing high of $56.99 per share after the software giant reported better than expected earnings and an upbeat outlook after the market close of the previous session. The Nasdaq rose 0.8% to close above 8,000 points for the first time since the 6th of May. Enterprise software company Slack Technologies surged more than 40% in their first day of trading, closing 49% above its reference price of US$26. Acro Therapeutics gained 15% to US$18.32 a share on the biotechnology firm's first day of trading as a public company. In geopolitical news, Iran's Revolutionary Guard said on Thursday that it shot down a US drone near the Strait of Hormuz. European bourses settled with modest gains, closing off their best levels of the session. Amid heightened geopolitical tensions, Germany's DAX gained 0.4%, touching a nine-month high earlier in the session. Deutsche Bank fell 2.7% after it was reported that the German lender is facing an FBI probe over possible money laundering. German food delivery company Delivery Hero jumped 9.7% after raising its full-year revenue guidance once again. France's CAC rose 0.3%. Oil majors lifted London's FTSE 0.3%. Domino's Pizza Group PLC jumped 11% after a media report that the company is expected to appoint internal candidate Andrew Rennie as its new CEO. The Bank of England's Monetary Policy Committee voted unanimously to keep rates on hold at 0.75% as expected. The BOE also lowered its growth forecast for the second quarter to zero from 0.2% growth, citing global trade tensions and the growing risk of a damaging no-deal Brexit. Base metals were mixed, copper rallying 1.2% to just shy of 271 a pound, nickel was up 1.4%, while aluminium slipped 0.1% and zinc shed 0.4%. Fresh sizable gains across the grades on spot iron ore markets, with the benchmark contract gaining $2.45 to $117.25 a metric tonne. Higher grades outperformed with a 2.8% surge. The September Dalian iron ore futures contract closed at a fresh record high overnight of 831 yuan to be up 90% since late November last year. Gold futures jumped $48.10 to $1,396.90 an ounce, marking the highest settlement for the most active contract since September 2013 and the biggest one-day dollar and percentage gain since June 2016. The deepening US-Iran conflict saw oil prices soar, with the benchmark US contract posting its biggest single session gain of the year. WTI up $2.89 or 5.4% to $56.65 a barrel, with the July contract expiring at the conclusion of the session. Brent jumped $2.63 or 4.3% to $64.61 a barrel, logging its biggest one-day climb since the 9th of January. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 2.2 basis points to 2%, falling below 2% earlier in the session for the first time since November 2016. Traders are now pricing in a 100% chance of at least one Fed cut in July and a greater than 50% chance of two cuts by September, according to the CME Group's FedWatch tool. The Australian dollar is firmer, buying 69.19 US cents. The Bank of Japan yesterday maintained its short-term target rate at negative 0.1% as expected and maintained a pledge to keep ultra-low rates in place until at least spring 2020. The Commonwealth Bank of Australia's flash manufacturing and services PMIs are due today, along with Japan CPI data for May.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.